time he had a heart-to-heart talk with Jeremy. So on Monday evening, he took him out for a walk along by the canal.
Jeremy, careful. Don't go so near the edge, old
time. I am being careful.
Yes, I know, but it's easy to lose your footing in the dark. Especially when you haven't been this way before. You haven't, have you?
No, Daddy.
One of my favorite walks. We must come again in the daytime so you can see it all properly. If you'd like to.
All right.
You know, if you go on walking along this towpath, you get a Camden lock. I'm not sure we'll get quite that far tonight, but... You're not cold, are you?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, good. I tell you what, let's sit down here for a bit and look at the water,
Yes, all right.
Jeremy, I'm glad we came out this evening because it gives us a chance to have a bit of a talk.
Oh? What about?
Oh, just things in general. You, me, and Liz. All of us, really.
Oh.
I'm afraid things have got into a bit of a muddle lately. What with me leaving Abercrombie's and Liz taking on a full-time job at the Herald. You know, settling for all of us, I expect.
Yes.
But we're beginning to sort things out again now, and, well, we'll soon get ourselves properly organized. Then things will be better all round, and I'm sure you'll feel more cheerful.
Grandpa's been talking to you, hasn't he?
Well, just a little.
Oh, I wish he hadn't. I didn't want him to say anything.
Well, he was worried about you. He didn't say very much, just that you weren't feeling very happy.
What else did he say?
Oh, nothing in particular. But another time, if you're feeling miserable, you don't have to go and tell Grandpa about it. I mean, you can always talk to me, can't you?
Yeah.
After all, that's what pets are there for. And, well, I don't like the idea of you getting sad and not telling me. It wasn't only Grandpa. Mummy said you've been feeling a bit down lately as well.
Did she?
Look, I know it's been an awkward sort of a time for us, but things are going to get better and better from now on, I promise.
Are you going to get another job?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm sure I shall in time. But I want to get us all straightened out first. You and me and the whole family. You see, the good thing about me leaving Abercrombie's is it gives me more time to be with you. So we can go out together sometimes, like this.
Oh, look!
Yes, it's the cabin cruiser. Probably heading for the boatyard up the canal. There's a lot of small boats moored up there.
Can we get closer?
Yes, yes, if you like. Well, careful how you go, though. Those stones are slippery.
It's got all its lights on. Dan, come and look!
Yes, all right. Oh, Jeremy, not so near...
Oh!
Oh, God.
I thought you were going to get down to work on your novel this evening.
Oh, yes. I am going to. In a minute.
When you finish the conversation.
Oh, no. I'm not, well, I'm not really doing the crossword. I mean, not seriously. Had a couple of clues just happened to catch my eye, so filled them in.
And one thing led to another. I see. Well, if you are going to do some writing, you'd better get a move on. Next thing you'll be saying... I don't know where this evening's gone.
Yes. That's all right, love. Junior.
Well, thanks very much. It's nice to know when one's really appreciated.
All right.
Who's that in the hall?
Be careful.
That's not Cliff's voice, it's Tony.
What is this Tony doing?
Oh, hello, Mum.
Yeah. Oh, Tony, what a lovely surprise.
How are you, Mum?
You're looking very well.
I'm fine. Have Kirsten and Adam. I suppose you haven't brought them with you.
No, not this time. It's past the chum's bedtime. But look, we must make a date for a proper visit. Sunday afternoon, perhaps. You must come over to us.
Oh, that would be lovely. Your father was just saying we never seem to see you nowadays.
Who, me? I never said a word. I'm still trying to get over the shock.
Well, me turning up, you mean?
Well, I thought you told me you'd be giving this house a wide berth as long as Sonia was still living here.
Oh, yeah. She did say she went out in the evening, so I thought it would be a good time.
Oh, but she never goes out this early. That pub of hers doesn't open till about 9 or 10.
Blimey, you mean she's here? Now?
Up in her room.
Oh, yeah. I better keep my voice down. No sense in asking for trouble.
I don't see why you came round at all if you're so anxious about running into Sonia.
Well, I had to talk things over with you both. Legal things.
What do you mean?
I went to see my solicitor this afternoon. Things are coming to a crunch.
What do you mean? The divorce?
Yeah, the hearing's fixed for January. I thought you ought to know.
More coffee, Mr.
Fitz? Both he?
Just coming.
Excuse me. Yes, sorry to call you away. Can you spare a minute?
Yes, sure. We seem to have a bit of a lull for the moment.
That's what I thought, until the next lot of bookies arrive. So, let's make the most of it. Can you come into the office?
Sure. You know what Mr. Digby just said to me? He said he'd miss me while I was on holiday. Isn't that nice of him?
Sit down, please.
What's the matter? You're looking very serious. What have I done this time?
It's nothing you've done. It's Bill.
Oh, what about him?
Or rather, Matt and Bill. I could gladly bang their thick heads together, quite honestly.
Why? What's happened?
Well, of course I knew Bill was moving out of that he'd been staying in, where you live.
Yes, he left on Saturday.
Yes, well, he's moved in with us, bag and baggage.
Back to the old bakery?
Hmm. He's sharing with Alexis for the time being.
I see. Well, thank you for telling me. I didn't know.
The point is, I didn't know either, until it was presented to me as a fait accompli. Matt had already given his blessing to the scheme. He seems to think it's very convenient having his partner living under the same roof.
Oh, well, I suppose it must be.
And I couldn't very well put my foot down and throw Bill out after all. But I do want to make it clear that I don't approve. I don't get the idea that just because he's staying with us, as a temporary measure, I'm taking his side in this because I...
Oh, Sophie.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. But I didn't mean to cry.
I probably explained it very badly. Oh, please don't be upset.
Well, no, it's not you. It's not even Bill.
Not really.
The whole idea that one minute we were together, it was all going on, and the next, I don't know, suddenly there's a huge gap between us, and I can't get through to him anymore. I mean, there wasn't even a fight. It just all came to an end, and I still don't know why.
Look, now, you stay here for a bit, and you're feeling better. I'll look after your tables for a while. Don't worry.
No, I'll be all right. I'm not going to cry. Not anymore. Oh, hell. I'm going to look a real mess. Be a nasty shock for Mr. Digby if he sees me looking like this. I just better go and wash my face.
Got everything you wanted?
Yes, I think so, thanks. Are you okay, Jeremy?
My teeth are chattering a bit.
I'm not surprised. You'll soon warm up once you get into those clothes. Now give yourself a really good rub down. All right?
Yes, Dad.
Good boy. Do you want me to help or can you manage
all that? No, I can manage.
Righto. Come out and find us as soon as you change.
Must have been a nasty shock for him, tumbling off the edge like that.
It was a shock for both of us. I saw him fall, but I couldn't get to him in time.
Lucky your boy's a good swimmer.
Yes, he's pretty good for his age. It was lucky for us you were here. I was afraid I'd have to take him all the way back to where we left the car, soaked to the skin. Could have got pneumonia by the time I'd driven him home.
Ah, well, I usually keep an odd spare pullover down here at the yard, in case of emergencies. You can't work on the canal, you know, without somebody falling in now and again. Occupational hazard.
Yes, I was very glad when I saw your lights were on, Mr. Tully.
Ah, you only just caught me. I stayed on late tonight to catch up with a bit of paperwork. You know, I never seem to get round to the accounts during the daytime when we're open for business. Well, I've made my mind up to pack in at 8 o'clock and call it a day.
It's funny, you know. I've been past this place a dozen times at least, and every time I went by, I used to wish I had some excuse for coming in and having a look around. And now, here we are.
You're interested in boats, and...
Interested? Well, more than that. Fascinated, really. But I don't know much about them.
You done any sailing?
Well, very little. This summer we had a holiday on the Zuider Zee. We did some sailing on a friend's yacht, but that was only playing at it. They had a crew to do all the real work.
Oh, aye. Bit different from this sort of craft, you know.
Yes, I was looking at them. You repair canal barges, do you?
Not a boats, if you don't mind. We don't call them barges.
Oh, sorry. Narrow boats, then.
We do repairs and build the boats as well. At least we did when times were better. Trade's fallen off badly in recent years. Well, you can imagine.
I suppose so. Tragic, really. They're beautiful things.
That's true enough. Hey, look. Would you and your lad like a cup of coffee to warm me up before you go? It's only instant, mind, but it's hot and strong.
Well, that'll go down very nicely. Thank you very much.
Not at all. I'll have one myself. Won't take long.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Tully, would you mind if I use your telephone while we're waiting? I'd better ring home and warn my wife we're going to be a bit late.
You just help yourself.
Oh, thanks. She might get a bit of a shock otherwise when Jeremy walks in with a jersey hanging round his ankles and precious little else.
I've put his own gear to dry by the fan here. It won't help much, but it might get some of the damp out.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Liz. Darling, it's me. Yes, yes, I know. Yes, we've had a bit of an adventure, though. No, Jeremy's perfectly all right. Yes, I talked to him. That's all. But the thing is, well, I know it sounds silly, but actually, he managed to fall into the canal.
Well, now you know as much as I do. The divorce should be straightforward. My chap seems to think there won't be any trouble.
Well, unless Sonia tries to contest it.
Well, why should she do that? To her advantage, to get shot at me, I'm prepared to make her a generous allowance.
It's just, if she doesn't want to give you up.
Oh, come on. What will she be giving up? She hasn't got me now. It's not what you'd call a marriage. We practically never lived together.
What about Adam?
Now, we all know how much she cares about him. No, this is the best way all round. She gets her freedom and some cash into the bargain, and Kirsten and I can get married. So everyone will be happy.
I hope you're right.
With one thing I don't understand. Why did you come round to tell us all this?
Well, I didn't know Sonia would still be here. I'd have phoned up if I'd have
No, I don't mean why here. I mean why us? Shouldn't you be telling Sonia?
Well, that's the whole point. She's got to be told, obviously. It wouldn't make things any better if I told her. She'd only work herself up into a state again. You know what she's like.
So you want us to tell her? Tony!
Honestly, Mum, you do it a lot better than I would. Well, somebody's got to warn her what to expect. Thing is, she really ought to have a solicitor. Then her chap could deal with my chap, and we needn't meet. There'd be no messy complications, all legal, cut and dry.
You think you can get through something like this with no complications?
Well, I certainly hope I'm not going to... Listen... That was her, wasn't it? Going out.
Yes. She's off to the hot box, I suppose.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Will you have a word with her when she gets back?
What, at 3 in the morning? You've got to be joking.
Ah, good evening.
What? Oh, excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
It's Soapy, isn't it? Hmm? Soapy Richmond.
Yes. Oh, it's you.
Donald Fitzroy from the Wagoners.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you at first. It is a bit dark here.
And you don't stop to talk to strange men. Very wise.
Oh, what are you doing out at this time of night?
Oh, I often take a stroll after closing time. Oh. When you've been cooped up in the bar all night, you need to clear your head, get a breath of fresh air.
Yes, I know what you mean. I'm on my way home from work, too.
Oh, that's right. Yes, let's see, you work at Pryor's Restaurant.
That's right, yes. I'm sorry, I've got to dash, or I shall miss the last bus.
I'll walk along with you for a bit, if you've no objection.
No, I'll be glad of the company.
You feeling all right?
Yes, fine.
Well, I couldn't help noticing, but you've been crying.
Yes, but I'm over that.
I seem to remember you telling me your troubles once when you came back from America. Is it the same problem this time?
No. Somebody else. either I'm a very bad picker or I'm just not very good with people generally.
No, I find that very hard to believe. Now, look, the pub's only 5 minutes away. Come back and tell me about it. We'll have a drink and you can...
No. Really, I mean, it's very kind of you, but I must get home. It is getting late.
Fine. Some other time, then?
Yes, of course. Some other time. I'd love to.
I'll hold you to that.